The governor kicked off the summit with a list of items he would like to see improved to help businesses around the state. High on that list, and a major concern of the business owners, is Utah's public education system. Many complained about difficulties in finding a qualified employee because of poor education. Huntsman said open feedback on the issue is critical.
Hearing back from businesses who rely upon the flow of talent that our schools then produce, hearing from them about whether they're getting what they hope to get, whether they're getting the kind of talent that will carry them into tomorrow, is extremely important for policymakers.
The governor also fielded criticism about the escalating cost of providing health care to employees. Pete Ashdown, owner of X-Mission, an internet service provider, says he should have opted to pay for his employees' doctor visits straight from the company's coffers rather than going through an insurance provider.
As a small business owner, 50 employees, health care is not an issue. It is the issue for my business. I have paid over the last 10 years over $1 million in health care costs for my business, and I've not received anywhere near the benefit back from healthcare insurance providers. And if there are any in the room, I apologize, but if they were vendors of mine, I would have fired them a long time ago.
The governor acknowledges that there are no easy answers to most of the problems faced by Utah businesses. He hopes to make the Economic Summit an annual event as a way to keep his finger on the pulse of Utah's economy. Reporting for KUER, this is Mark Thomas.